Can your managed services client impact your ability to be compliant? We'll discuss this topic on today's MSP Zone.
You are entering the MSP Zone, a podcast for the managed services community, covering news, analysis, and interviews from around the globe. Elevate your MSP game by staying in the MSP Zone. And now, your host, Charles Weaver.
Real interesting question. Can your client impact your compliance? We're talking, of course, about in a managed services environment, and it's an interesting question because it doesn't get asked a lot, but this one actually was presented by an MSP, and they asked us, and I thought it would be a really good topic for a podcast episode. So that's what we're going to talk about. And The discussion of compliance is not an easy one because it interrelates with a lot of other topics: risk, service delivery, contracts, insurance. There's a variety of things that are connected to the concept of compliance. So today we're going to try to break this down into some easy bite-sized pieces. There's a handful of major theme areas that we can talk about, and we'll talk about today in trying to address that threshold question. And there are no absolutes, rarely are, in this topic. And I'll do my best to kind of make it as simple as possible because there's always going to be exceptions to the rule, and this is no exception. First, let's talk about, before we get into whether a client can impact your, meaning the MSP's, compliance, let's look at the relationship between the MSP and client when it comes to compliance. A lot of word twisters in that. First of all, it should come as no surprise that MSPs for many, many years have been helping their customers with compliance. What does that mean? What does that look like? First thing that comes to mind would be things like healthcare, like HIPAA, if you're in the United States. If you're in the EU, more recently, GDPR compliance, right? These are typically things, if you say the word compliance, I think of instinctually like a law, right? A piece of legislation that has been passed that is has the force of law, and you know that means you could be fined. It means you could be, you know, other things could be done to you if you do not comply with that law. And so, to be compliant with something means you're following it. Behaving in a way that the law or the regulation proscribes. And whether it's healthcare, whether it is financial services, banking rules, regulations, laws, today now, of course, everyone should be very well aware of the data breach notification laws that exist in all 50 states in the United States. They exist in places like Canada. They exist in places like Australia, all over EU member states. So it's most of the world, you know, has that concept as a law in some form or fashion. And that would be a great example of an MSP helping a customer, a managed services customer, comply with a law where, for example, if the customer had a breach, for the purposes of this scenario, we'll assume that it was not the MSP's fault, but let's say the customer had a breach, right? And through no fault of the MSP, the customer now has a breach notification requirement. And, you know, that would be a very common thing. We've seen a lot of MSPs help their clients deal with not just data breach notifications, but also we've seen a lot of MSPs do some very valiant work when it comes to retrieving data that has been stolen, encrypted, compromised by cyber criminals who, let's say, you know, inflict ransomware onto a client's system, and the MSP is recruited to help get it back, right? Not exactly a compliance issue, but the point is that MSPs have a very close relationship with their managed services customers, and as such, they do help them in a variety of ways with compliance. A larger, more comprehensive example might be just general data protection, right? Generally speaking, the work that MSPs do for their managed services customers, right? I'm not really talking about project work. I'm not talking about break fix or reseller work. I'm talking about managed services. The role that MSPs play with those types of customers traditionally, not always, but traditionally follows along with monitoring and management and securing of data, of networks, of systems, of devices that are very much required in order for the client to be compliant. There are so many examples. There's too many to list, but you have healthcare, you have insurance, you have legal, you have law enforcement, you have government, you have banking, financial services. I mentioned those are some of the obvious ones where the customers have compliance requirements put upon them, and the MSPs that they hire help the customers achieve that compliance. No surprise, shouldn't be shocking for people to understand that, right? It's a very long-standing practice of MSPs to do that type of work. And then we get into what is, so that's the MSP to the customer. And that's generally speaking where we see, you know, if we were to rephrase the question from today's episode is, can your MSP impact your ability to be compliant? Absolutely yes. The answer is unequivocally yes. Can the client impact the MSP's ability to be compliant with something? That's a tougher question. The second point that I would draw everyone's attention to is a slight variation to the main title of the episode, which is, what is the risk relationship between MSP and client? And let me rephrase that. Can the client impact the risk of the MSP? Absolutely. Unequivocally, yes. Can the MSP impact risk to the customer? In a negative way, technically, yes. Rarely, no, would that happen. It just wouldn't. I mean, by the very nature of what MSPs do, their professions, that's like saying, does a doctor make it more likely that you are going to, you know, be sick or die? No, I mean, that's the opposite is true. Doctors, you know, first do no harm. The purpose of a doctor is to help people. So you wouldn't necessarily think that doctors are adding risk to their patients. Doesn't mean that accidents can't happen, but it generally means that you don't look at that as a risk transfer from doctor to patient. You look at it as easing the risk to the patient. And the same is true for MSPs to clients. In general, it is not likely or common that you're going to find MSPs adding risk to clients. But you do see a lot of clients through their behavior, through their omission of certain things, do impact to a great degree the risk to the MSP. And I'll give you a couple examples. Early examples of this would be just business risk in general, right? A common example is the MSP is offering to provide backup services, backup as a service to a customer. The customer declines the service. The customer experiences a data loss event of some sort and then goes back to the MSP and says, could you help me could you help me recover from this? And oh, by the way, I'm not going to pay you on an hourly basis. I expect this to be part of our managed services relationship, which of course, you know, most MSPs would say, what? Are you crazy? No, we're not going to do that because you said you didn't want us to back up your data. You lost your data, and now you want us to act as, you know, kind of insurance company and indemnify you against your decision, your bad decision, I might add. Great example. We saw a lot of that actually in a lot of the storms and the hurricanes over the last 15 years. A lot of that happened, and that's a fairly common one. Another common one would be, you know, customers who routinely ignore guidance on doing basic, you know, fundamental cybersecurity decisions, using multi-factor authentication, using password management systems that allow them to have better password management practices, just obvious things like that. And when they say, I don't want to do that, and then they have a cyber event of some sort, and then they go to the MSP and say, I want you to fix this at no extra charge, right? That tends to be a business risk for MSPs. Now, I would like to believe, and I do believe that this is somewhat true, that MSPs have learned over the last 30 years that it's not in their best interest to deviate from an agreed upon relationship with their managed services customers. And I'm talking about what's in their agreement, their contracts, where they say, look, I'm happy to help you, but if you decline certain things, if you decline to back up your data, if you decline to use multi-factor and other network and security measures that we advise, then if something bad happens to you, you know, we'll help you, but that's not going to be something that is covered as part of your normal managed services, because that's an abnormal thing. And we could have helped protect it, but you said no. All right, so you're on your own. And I think a lot of MSPs have learned that lesson. A lot of MSPs implement that. But nevertheless, it's an example of what used to be, and to some degree may still exist, as risk to the MSP practice because of what the client does, or in this case, doesn't do. But let's get back to the title question. My answer, if I had to give one, is probably no. Would a client impact a managed services company, their ability to become compliant with something? And I'd probably say no. It would be, it's not impossible. So I'll say that for the record. It's not impossible, but I'm really racking my brains and have been for the last day or two trying to think of an example of where a customer would directly impact not just their compliance, but the MSP's compliance with something. Generally speaking, customers, managed services customers, really can only impact their own entity. Meaning that if an MSP has a good, well-written contract, there should be no blowback, no compliance blowback from the customer to the MSP. Now, if you really looked at some of the larger, more sweeping regulatory schemes out there, like GDPR, maybe CCPA out in California, but I'm thinking more like GDPR in Europe, there may be some entanglement between the MSP and the client, the managed services client, that is, when it comes to compliance with GDPR and whether the MSP is responsible for decisions that the client makes. And in general, again, when I said, you know, I'm hard pressed to think of an example of where a client would actually impact the compliance of the MSP, you know, even under GDPR, you know, the MSP acting as a processor, or more likely a sub-processor for the customer, they're taking their direction from the client. So it's not like they're just an autonomous entity out there implementing policy on their own. They have to do so with the express permission and authority of the managed services client. And so the guidance that I would give is Risk, yes. Risk can actually flow from client to MSP and has flowed from the client to the MSP for years, and I think we're getting better at that as a profession. Can compliance do that? Probably not, but it doesn't mean that you shouldn't keep a close eye on that and make sure that you aren't exposed in some way. Maybe your managed services practice does have a unique service delivery method. Again, I'm not coming up with any concrete examples that I can think of, but maybe you're in a situation that is unique and your customers do impact you. If I had to hazard a guess, I would probably say that would likely exist maybe in the federal government space, where the federal government client could actually impact you as an MSP in some way. Now, again, they'd have to come up with a really specific fact pattern. We'd have to really think about it in that particular context. The risk, yes, there would be risk, but could a federal managed services customer somehow put the MSP in jeopardy of running afoul of a piece of legislation? Maybe it would be in the form of disclosure of that data, or in the way that data is handled, because the client, in this case the federal client, ordered the MSP to do something that they weren't supposed to do. For example, maybe that's a data preservation requirement. Right, I can actually now think about it. I can think of one concrete example of the last 10 years where there was a federal customer who ordered a managed services provider to destroy destroy data or systems that had data on it, and to render it unavailable when there had been a proper preservation order ordered on it. That order could come from both a court, right, from a judge, or come from a legislative body like Congress. The point is that's one example. It's a very narrow example. It probably doesn't happen a lot, but it is definitely something that I wouldn't be so worried in a non-federal, non-governmental relationship about it. I would be more concerned about the risk flowing from your customers, and I would be more concerned with whether your customers are defeating the compliance benefits that your managed services practice and your managed services offerings are providing to them. That's what I would be concerned with. I would be wondering whether or not your customers are just circumventing, right, just outright defeating all the good things you're trying to do for them that also may have a compliance benefit, and they're saying, I'm not going to do it this way, and it completely renders the compliance value to them as useless. And I think that that's more likely to be the case for those of you out there practicing managed services today. It's, again, not trying to be absolute and say it will never happen in the opposite, but I think more likely it's going to be, what good can the MSP do for their customers, including what good from a compliance standpoint, and does the customer appreciate it, and does the customer defeat it or harm that compliance value in some way? That would be where I would spend more emphasis and more time looking at that impact, rather than looking at you as an MSP somehow getting, some sort of compliance, being in some compliance jeopardy because of your customer. Now, again, if your customers start asking you to do things that are, patently wrong / illegal, then you would be in some sort of compliance jeopardy. Sure, that's very possible. I suppose another example that just came to mind would be if your customer had some sort of data that they were prohibited from having, and they enlisted the services of you, the MSP, to do something that you knew, once you found out what type of data it was, if you did nothing, then you at some point, become complicit and you become, you know, subject to some sort of compliance jeopardy. I suppose that that's a possibility. But again, it shouldn't come up as a common thing. It would be fairly rare, and I just don't see a lot of examples of it. But it's still a good question, and I think that it was something that I was glad to get the question asked of us, and I'm hoping that this is a good little summary for all of you out there to have a conversation about compliance, not just risk, but you know what compliance pressures do your customers have, and what role can you as the MSP play in helping them achieve that compliance? Because honestly, that's one of many significant benefits there are of having an MSP in your corner. I mean, let's face it, that's what MSPs excel at, is helping clients achieve difficult business and technical objectives. So I hope that helped everyone. If you have questions, hopefully, you know, didn't create too many new questions for you in that little series of scenarios, but you know, love to hear your thoughts on this topic. If you've got some compliance stories that you want to share with us, let us know. Send us an email at mspzone@mspalliance.com, and we would love to hear from you. Until next time, this is Charles Weaver with the MSP Zone.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, please give us a like. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you'll get notified when future episodes are released. We will see you next time in the MSP Zone.